the water might become aware of his seeking him. That molded of love is pulling the string in hope of being united with the righteous frog. He is perpetually harping on the heartstring, saying, I have got the end of the string in my paw. My heart and soul have become as a thread in contemplation, ever since the end of the string showed itself to me. But suddenly the raven of separation came to chase the mouse and carried it off from that spot. When the mouse was taken up into the air by the raven, the frog too was dragged from the bottom of the water. The mouse in the raven's beak and the frog likewise suspended in the air, its foot in the string.
Okay. Did you realize what happened? Okay, this friendship, and he came and said, I like to call you, I miss you, so let's be connected, give me your phone number. A piece of tree, they are connected with the rope. Suddenly, something will happen for the other one, something extreme. The eagle will come and get it. Then what? The other one is connected, so he will hang in the air. So everybody is watching this magical situation. Yes.
The people were saying, how could the raven make the water frog its prey by craft and cunning? How could it go into the water? And how could it carry him off? When was the water frog the raven's prey? This, said the frog, is the fit punishment for that one who, like persons devoid of honour, consorts with a rascal.
This is the first answer. The one who is hanging over there turned around and answering to all people who were talking about him. He said, this is what will happen to you if you are connected to someone who's not in your environment. Forget the story. Remember this, because in all pages of Masnavi, we are talking about connecting. Right? Here, at the end of it, he will talk about the exception. There are some people whom you are not supposed to connect. And this is very important. Let's listen why.
Oh, alas, alas for the sorrow caused by a base friend. O sirs, seek ye a good companion. Reason complains bitterly of the vicious carnal soul. There's an ugly nose on a beautiful face. Reason was saying to him, 'Tis certain that congeniality is spiritual in origin, and is not.
What is this? Suddenly forget the story. This is a story that between this we had another stories, another explanation, and so on and so on. All was for this simple stuff that do not connect to the wrong people. Why? Aren't you listening? No. Why? He explained it. You didn't listen. First reason. Try to connect to the good people. There is a limit of your power to connect. When you connect to the wrong people, means you are disconnected from the right people. That was the first step. Then, said, look at you. Your brain is crying from the subject of ego, that selfishness. And what is the order of the logic? Logic is talking about the congeniality, somehow the way you become together. When we are talking about connecting to the other people, are we talking about their physical existence, their body shape, how do they look? The most important and the first one and the only point for us is what's inside. We are looking for that quality. Do you remember? We are talking about a quality. We said, forget this body and physical existence, an animal. This was made by a man and a woman. There is something else here, which is not made by them. It's made by we. Is education I received, whatever I know, where it's coming from, I received it. This is how it works. So you see what my connection should be. It's not about the physical presence, it's about the character. That's what we are talking about. So we are talking about not connecting with the people with the bad character, like criminals. Criminals, they have bad character. It doesn't matter if they are handsome or not. And if you are connecting to a criminal, what will happen to you? The same thing that happened to this fellow here. He was connected to the mouse and he is hunted. Do you remember? How do you make your character? By these connections and influences you will make a character. That's how we all participate in building that character. What are we doing now, right here? Looking for the best way to change that character, to improve it. For that, the first thing you need is to be connected to the people with good character. Yes?
Take heed. Do not become a worshipper of form. And do not say this. Do not seek the secret of congeniality in the form. Form resembles the mineral and the stone. An inorganic thing has no knowledge of congeniality. The spirit is like an ant, and the body like a grain of wheat, which it carries to and fro continually. The ant knows that the grains of which it has taken charge will be changed and become homogeneous with it. One ant picks up barley on the road, another ant picks up a grain of wheat and runs away. The barley does not hurry to the wheat, but the ant comes to the ant. Yes, the going of the barley to the wheat is consequential. The ant, mark you, returns to its congener. Do not say, why did the wheat go to the barley? Fix your eye on the holder, not on that which he holds in pawn. A black ant on a black felt cloth. The ant is hidden. The grain is visible on its way. Reason says to the eye, look well. When does a grain ever go along without a grain bearer? On this account, the dog came to the companions, the forms of the grains, while the heart is the ant.
Yeah. The explanation of the complication of something simple. There are some machinery which is working, and there are some living creatures who make a decision and work and change something. We are not talking about the first thing. The machinery of the mechanism of this universe is working. So what? Yeah. The situation changes and you change, but that's what it is. One of the first things that we understand from existence is changes. Every single child is stupid and knows nothing. The first thing that we'll understand is the changes. Knows that when he cries or she cries, somebody will attend to it. And she knows how to call you. This is it. This is mechanism. What we are talking about, the spiritual stuff here, when even the physical stuff are doing what they are doing, the spiritual fellow, that's what we are talking about, yes?
And Jesus goes to the Holy Ones of Heaven. The cages were diverse, the young birds were of the same kind. This cage is visible, but the young bird in it is hidden. How should the cave be moving without a cage carrier? Oh, blessed is the eye that is ruled by reason, that discerns the end and is wise and cool. Get the distinction between evil and good from reason, not from the eye that tells of black and white.
Very simple and clever example for what he's talking about, really. He says, listen, I'm not talking about the eye which could see the difference between black and white. The judgment you have, something is bad or good. Do you remember that? Because everything looks black and white for the logic. He said, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the beautiful and ugly. You see, I'm talking about the quality that a human being will understand. You know what I'm talking about when I say beautiful. But really, what is it? It's only in our mind. It's a concept. It's not the matter of fact. Yes?
The eye is beguiled by the verdure on dunghills. Reason says, put it to my touchstone. The eye that sees its desire is the bird's bane. Reason, which sees the trap, is the bird's means of deliverance.
Mm-hmm. There are two different eyes. One is the selfish, egocentric, automatic aspect in the birdie. which is looking for